This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited frontline positions in the southeastern Zaporizhia region on Monday, according to his Telegram channel. He said he's honored to be there today next to the military, he wrote in a post on Telegram. The Kremlin on Monday said Western criticism would not change plans announced by President Vladimir Putin to deploy tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. The West condemned Putin's weekend announcement on placing the weapons in EU and NATO bordering Belarus, triggering calls for new sanctions on Moscow. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports on NATO's criticism of Putin for what it called his dangerous and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric.
The Russian president said Saturday he would station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, Ukraine's neighbor. Putin likened it to the U.S. stationing its weapons in Europe while insisting that Russia would not violate its nuclear non-proliferation promises. A NATO spokesperson said in emailed comments to Reuters on Sunday that Russia has consistently broken its arms control commitments. It's one of Russia's most pronounced nuclear signals since the beginning of its invasion of Ukraine 13 months ago.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber.
Sir, thank you so much. Thanks for coming.
What an honor.
What a real honor,
sir. Nice to meet you.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky met with British actor Orlando Bloom in Kyiv on Sunday. Bloom, also a UNICEF Goodwill ambassador, arrived in Kyiv over the weekend and visited Kyiv's suburb of Irpin during his meeting with Zelensky. He said he was struck by the courage of the Ukrainian people. And he said, of course, that Zelensky's messaging is reflected in their courage and determination. This is VOA News. Many residents in one of the Mississippi towns hit hardest by devastating tornadoes have found solace in their church communities Sunday. At least 25 people were killed and dozens more injured late Friday in Mississippi as the storm ripped through one of the country's poorest regions. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden issued an emergency declaration for Mississippi early Sunday, and more than a half dozen shelters were open to house displaced residents. Protesters in Tel Aviv blocked the city's main highway, upping pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his plan to overhaul the judiciary. Thousands of protesters also gathered outside the Knesset, or parliament, to keep up the pressure. The overhaul is driven by Netanyahu, who is on trial for corruption, and his allies in Israel's most right-wing government ever. Netanyahu's government is pushing ahead for a parliamentary vote this week on a centerpiece of the overhaul, a law that would give the governing coalition the final say over all judicial appointments. Photographers and reporters jockey for position as Prince Harry enters a London court on Monday. Lawyers for a group of British tabloids prepared to ask a judge to toss out lawsuits by the Prince, Elton John, and several other celebrities who allege phone tapping and other invasions of privacy. Monday's hearing involves one of several lawsuits Harry, also known as the Duke of Sussex, has brought against the media. A new report from England's Children's Commissioner has found that black children in England and Wales were six times more likely to be strip-searched by police. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The report released Monday found nearly 3,000 children were strip-searched between 2018 and mid-2022. More than half the searches were conducted without an appropriate adult present. The investigation was launched after a 15-year-old menstruating girl identified as Child Q was strip-searched by female officers at a school in 2020 without another adult present. The search for suspected marijuana found none. A previous report said racism was a likely factor for the search. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has arrived in Ghana to begin a week-long trip to Africa. Her stops in Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia are intended to deepen U.S. relationships on the continent. Upon landing in Ghana's capital on Sunday, Harris was greeted by school children, dancers, and drummers. She said she wanted to promote economic growth and food security, and she welcomed the chance to, quote, witness firsthand the extraordinary innovation and creativity that is occurring in this continent, end quote. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.